This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And in the chair for Joe Messina, hour number two. It is great to be here. And if you are tuning in for hour number two and you're saying, hey, who is that guy? I'm Dave Sussman. I am the host at America's Voice News. I do a show every day at America's Voice News called America's Voice Live. We talk news and commentary. You can find that at americasvoicenews.com or americasvoice.news. I also have a show called Whiskey Politics. Whiskey with an E, folks. You know, because, just like it's liquid sunshine, and sunshine ends in an E as well. And Whiskey Politics, we do a lot of different interviews, and we have fascinating individuals on to talk about culture and politics and what is going on in the world. And you can find me at David Sussman on Twitter and all across Facebook, The Dave Sussman Show, as well as Whiskey Politics. So in hour number two, we're going to get a little bit more into our culture, and I want to talk a little bit about fatherhood or the lack thereof in our inner cities. And we're going to have Mark Tapson, who is a fascinating individual, fellow at the David Horowitz Institute, and a fascinating writer as well. He's going to be coming up here shortly, and we're going to get into some of the issues that he's been talking about, especially when it's regarding toxic masculinity and all the wonderful things that we're hearing coming from many of the folks on the left. And by the way, did anybody see the socialist? I'm sure Joe's talked about it now. You know, the socialist convention? A little bit, right? They were calling each other comrades, and you had people standing up saying, point of order, don't talk too loud because it may trigger me and I'm very offended. And it was just, listen, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about that. Go find it if you haven't seen it already. It's as if, I said this on TV yesterday, it's as if two conservatives sat down and wrote a parody. And every, like, snowflakeism you could ever imagine came out from this convention. And this really kind of goes to the whole point of this second hour, and that is, how are we raising our kids today, especially when it comes to men, males? Yeah, I know, I'm gender specific. He. Apparently pronouns today are verboten. I have to stand up and present myself to an audience and say, hi, my name's Dave Sussman. I go by he or him. That's what people have to say now. And you'll see this at the socialist convention, these kooks that are standing up, and they are offended by everything. And if you don't stand up and pronoun yourself in some way, and I don't know what the vernacular is today. I just don't care enough to keep up with it. But you hear these people, hi, my name is Alicia, and I go by she and her. Or, you know, hi, my name's Bruce, and I go by it. You know, it's just insanity. So what is it that we're doing to our culture? What is it that we're doing to the next generation? I'm the father of two sons. I've got a son starting college next week. Another in middle school. And listen, I you know, I'm not like Mr. Joe Macho guy, the grab a wrench and turn, change an oil pan. I can't do that myself, but I can change a tire, and I want my kids to learn how to do so as well. And I think we are missing something in our culture today as far as the handoff, where the baton is going to the next generation. And yeah, we've certainly got, alpha males that are out there, but they're being beaten up because of their quote-unquote toxic masculinity. And you can't be a toxic male today. Well, I get that. You certainly don't want bullies in school. And I'm an advocate for making sure that you don't have bullying in school. But how about also being an advocate to teaching kids how to get back up again when they get knocked down? Where is that in our culture? That's the one thing that I respect about anybody in this society and in this world. The one thing I respect, I don't care how much money you have or don't have. I care about whether or not, if you get knocked down, can you get back up again? Because we will all get knocked down in life. And if you are a father, a mother, or you have somebody that you care about in this world, these are the lessons that we should be teaching our kids. Instead, many of our kids today are learning about how to become a victim. If you are a certain race, gender, ethnicity, sexual preference, the first thing that you are learning today is how to essentially show the world that you're not going to become a victim. Well, wait a minute. Why is that the first thing that people are learning? What about teaching people character and strength and principle? And this is one of the greatest challenges that I think that we're facing for the next generation. This is not a political issue. This is a cultural issue. And I am deeply concerned, and I don't see this really too much amongst my friends, my son's friends. I think they're good kids. Many of them have been in sports. They're go-getters. They're all focused on achievement. Okay? And that's a great thing. But when you take a look at my microcosm of a life, it's anecdotal. Okay? You're taking a look at culture, and the best way to see culture today is through our media. And I'm seeing these flannel shirt, and I'm wearing flannel. I'm seeing these flannel, you know, pajamas. Can't we just sit down and have hot chocolate and talk about health insurance? Well, that comes from the government. You remember the Obamacare campaign? Right? What is it that we're teaching our kids? It's that we have to have some form of notification, and I have to have somebody sign an acknowledgement form that I can kiss them on a date. Could you imagine? I don't know how old you are listening in this audience here, but could you imagine back in high school or college, like you got a little bit of Barry White going on in the background and it's time to get a little romantic. And now, at the back of my mind, I got to bring out a notification authentication form. We're going to talk about this right after the break with Mark Tapson. He's written some incredible articles, so don't go away. Fascinating discussion coming up. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now.
800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
And Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio, and delighted to be here in hour number two, because we are talking not just politics, but also culture as well. And, you know, we just did the intro. We talked a little bit about toxic masculinity, and with the shootings that have been just taking place over the past week, three of them, mass shootings, you know, people start talking about males and fatherless homes and whether or not that's leading to some of this as a consequence. And somebody that I wanted to get his opinion, somebody that I read, a good friend, Mark Tapson, who is the Journalism Fellow of Popular Culture at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, who has written extensively about the idea of, quote unquote, toxic masculinity, is joining us. Mark, welcome. How are you, my friend?
Good. Thanks for having me, brother.
Hey, okay. So obviously a horrible, horrible week. And it seems that before we get into toxic masculinity, any observations about how the media and the politicians have handled the past 3 days?
Well, you know, there's supposedly a Chinese curse that says, may you live in interesting times. and I think we are living in well beyond interesting times right now. We're living in insane times. I think that the media and, you know, the left-leaning news media and leftist politicians – they have just ramped up the irrationality and the hatred and faux outrage to a degree that's just almost impossible to grasp. If you go on Twitter and just check out some of the stuff that's being spread around and some of the rhetoric that's being used by the left, you know, the left is always complaining about Trump's rhetoric causing this or that, but the left's rhetoric is positively insane and hateful. And of course they won't acknowledge any responsibility for that, but it's crazy. It's out of control. The left wants to seize upon and exploit these mass shootings to pursue a number of their agendas, like gun confiscation and their anti-Trump agenda, blaming everything on Trump. It doesn't matter if he denounces white supremacy, for example, numerous times. They still come back with the white supremacist label and the white nationalist label just incessantly and relentlessly. So it's crazy. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, it's really ugly. And I have a theory, and we had Martha Bonetta on from the Trump 2020 campaign last hour. And I asked her, I said, would you agree with my tinfoil hat conspiracy theory here? And that is that they realized that they had nothing from the Mueller hearings, and they had to pivot real quickly. And the only thing they had was to find a way to make this president racist and all of his supporters racist as well. What say you?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's definitely it. I mean, they hammer that drumbeat constantly. And it's just it just gets ramped up more and more every day. It's not just Trump that's a white nationalist. It's all of his supporters without fail are supposedly white nationalists. I mean, this whole white nationalist hysteria that the left is pushing is part and parcel of their demonization of the right, their demonization of Trump and anyone who supports him. And it's leading to violence. I mean, we've already seen a lot of violence against MAGA hat wearers and conservatives being harassed out of restaurants and things like that. So there's literal violence in the streets now over this leftist violence. And it's going to get worse. I mean, I think it's going to get worse all the way up to the election.
Yeah, and it is. And this is an issue that I'd love to talk with you more about, but I really want to get more granular about the violence because, you know, we're seeing a spate of these, whether it's high school shootings or shootings at Walmart or wherever it may be, and these are all young men, and, you know, whether or not they have been red flagged or not, apparently most of them have never been flagged in any way. What are we seeing right now regarding masculinity, young men, and this anger, this resentment that they feel that the only way that they can come out and deal with it in their life is to shoot up innocent people?
Yeah. Well, every time, or at least over the last two or three years, every time these kinds of shootings have come up, the issue of toxic masculinity comes up. And this is a term that was pretty much unknown a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. If you talked about toxic masculinity, only some academics would know what you were referring to. But now it's literally a household phrase. Everybody knows the phrase toxic masculinity. Now, I think that's one of the problems with it, is that it has become so embraced in the culture that I think it's just this concept that there's something poisonous about male nature has just been embraced as a given in the culture, and I think that's very harmful. But before I get too much into the toxic masculinity thing, I want to touch on the fatherlessness that we mentioned and address that as a factor in these shootings.
Yeah, in our last couple of minutes before our first break, please.
Okay, I had retweeted an article about a year and a half old now, I think, which mentioned that 26 out of 27 deadliest mass shooters were fatherless. And I'm not sure if that figure is still valid anymore, but I think it's pretty safe to say that the most significant commonality of these, of the vast majority of these mass shooters, is that there's no father in their lives. I haven't found any info on this Dayton shooter, but the El Paso shooter, for example, his parents divorced in 2011. He was listed as a runaway in 2014. And about 90% of all runaways and homeless boys are fatherless. So I think there's a very good likelihood, although I don't know for sure, that this Dayton, or the El Paso shooter was not living with his father either. So this is, fatherlessness is now the main predictor of these mass shootings, and along with pretty much every social pathology among young males, everything from lower educational achievement to substance abuse, mental health issues, to violence. It's all tied to a home without a father.
Yeah, we had Dr. Warren Farrell on my show. He wrote the book The Boy Crisis,
yeah.
And he, I was blown over by, he said that Hitler tried to find Hitler Youth. The best way for him to find Hitler Youth was fatherless homes.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because fathers are important to their sons as role models.
Yeah.
I mean, this seems obvious, but it's a lesson our culture really needs to take to heart. They're important for learning authority and discipline. They're developing self-control and empathy toward others, for that matter, which is something that's lacking in these mass shooters. It's critical, the presence of a biological father in the home, or even a stepfather, is critical, especially to boys. It's catastrophic for girls as well, in different ways, though. But for boys, it's really crucial to their development as men, as good men. And you can see that, I think, in this rise of mass shootings. I mean, guns,
right?
We've always had guns in this country, but we haven't always had mass shootings like this.
We've got Mark Tapson on the line with us. Stick through the break, folks, because this is a fascinating discussion. It might be getting to the core of what we're seeing with these mass shootings right now. Don't go away. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina, Real Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House, the social media director says President Trump was treated like a rock star during his visit to mass shooting victims and hospital staff in Dayton, Ohio. After that, he flew to El Paso, Texas. 31 people died between the two cities this past weekend. The president attempted to offer comforts, not just to one city, but to both, each of them reeling in the wake of the tragedy. After he was finished, he praised workers and first responders.
They have done an incredible job. Both places, just incredible.
There were also protests in both cities, a larger one in El Paso, from many people of Hispanic descent.
We must hold the president accountable for the pattern of racism that has defined his administration.
Also, the president personally met with many of the survivors.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
And Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina, and we are running hot tonight. Just, after the last couple of days of what's been going on in the media and our politicians, it is good to vent. And although I do it on the TV show at America's Voice News every single day, there's just something about radio. There's a sense of freedom and also getting the instant feedback from you guys, by our listeners in the Facebook room. Thank you for joining us. As we are across the fruited plain on 52 stations on GCN Network and on a handful of stations now on the Salem Media Network. Fantastic, Joe. Keep it up, my friend. Anyway, we are going to continue our discussion here with Mark Tapson, who is the Journalism Fellow of Popular Culture at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. And, Mark, you wrote an article earlier this year. You called it Gillette, the Worst a Man Can Get. And you said just in the last week, the American Psychological Association, the APA, caused a stir by declaring traditional masculinity, quote, unquote, marked by stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression to be a harmful mental disorder. We talked about fatherless homes, but let's talk about the other side of masculinity today, and that is what the corporations like Gillette and others are referring to, toxic masculinity. And now they've got the American Psychological Association in along for the ride. What the heck is going on?
Well, what's going on is there's been an ongoing war against traditional masculinity for quite a while now, for decades, but it's really accelerated over the last several years. And this Gillette ad was a really good example. I think the response to that Gillette ad, which basically accused pretty much all men of toxic masculinity, and that hey, we've got to do better as men. You know, it was really offensive to their target audience because there was an enormous backlash. And in fact, I think just a couple of days ago, I read that Gillette took an $8 billion hit in that quarter, or in the most recent quarter, recently anyway. And part of it was that woke advertising that they misfired on. This notion of toxic masculinity, as I mentioned earlier, it's become something that's now a household phrase. And the assumption behind it is that it basically refers to a set of bad behaviors associated with boys and men, including aggression, unhealthy competition, emotional stoicism, that sort of thing. And critics of toxic masculinity are always careful to say that this term doesn't mean that all males are toxic. However, the phrase really implies that there is literally something poisonous about men's nature. And that's the message that's getting disseminated throughout the culture. You never hear about toxic femininity, for example. So it's basically something that targets traditional masculinity. and it's really used as pretty much as a bludgeon to demonize boys and men. These critics never acknowledge that there is a positive side to masculinity, which contributes to this idea, this sense that masculinity is basically toxic, because they never talk about a positive side. They never acknowledge that aggression and competition and emotional self-control can be positive forces. It's only when men reject their masculine nature entirely and they adopt the stereotypical female behaviors like emotional vulnerability and gentleness and that sort of thing, it's only then that males are rewarded now and considered good men. And so whenever these mass shootings come up, as we talked about in the previous segment, the idea of toxic masculinity comes up too, and the sense that people have in the culture is that males are ticking time bombs and something has to be done about masculinity, that traditional masculinity has to be eradicated. I've seen a lot of articles that say exactly that it needs to be eradicated.
So
there's a real war on masculinity. I know it sounds like an exaggeration, but there's a real concerted cultural effort to tear down and destroy traditional masculinity and to erase or at least blur gender lines and to basically feminize men and feminize the culture. And this is catastrophic to a culture. A feminized culture is a doomed culture.
I want you to explain why in just a moment, but my question for you is, how much of this is a direct result of the Me Too movement or the gender studies degrees that are now populating our corporations and are using social policy to implement that, along with obviously, trying to run a business?
Well, that's all part of the war on masculinity, and it starts in academia, and with all these gender studies programs. Really, feminism, or at least radical feminism, is certainly all about the abolition of the family, and the primary way that you abolish the family unit, the nuclear family, is to destroy masculinity. And so that's been the feminist aim for quite a while, and it's rampant throughout the universities and academia. And of course, people who emerge out of those programs and out of colleges go on to become business leaders and leaders in society. So it's extremely influential. You can see the effects of it throughout society now.
Mark, is this stemming from I know it's really hard on a show like this not to get political, but when we talk about liberalism, and not classic liberalism, I'm talking about progressivism. Is this some form of replacement of the father in the home, that they want them to be replaced, the fathers in the home, with the government, with the centralized state?
You nailed it, because that's really what it's about. We don't have a lot of time here, but I'll give kind of a thumbnail sketch of what this is all about. It really goes back to an idea that conservatives talk about quite a bit, and it's often dismissed as a conspiracy theory. It's cultural Marxism. Cultural Marxism is basically the application of Marxist aims to the culture instead of just to economics. It basically is the expansion of this oppressor versus oppressed paradigm of Marx's class warfare to include other marginalized groups and other areas like race and gender. And the aim of this is to deconstruct conventional society by unleashing this assault against it on every cultural front, including and especially, I think, deconstructing the nuclear family. Marx specifically said that he wanted to abolish the family. Mm-hmm. And so that's been the aim of it over the course of quite a few decades now, basically from the 30s all the way from the 1930s and 40s.
In our last 90 seconds, what is the result of this? What is the negative ramifications?
The negative ramifications are that we are emasculating not just American culture, but Western society as a whole. We are emasculating Western culture. And as I mentioned a minute ago, feminization of a culture or emasculation of it is the death knell for a culture. Because you need men, you need their positive masculinity, you need their positive aggression that is directed righteously. You need that healthy competition. You need their aggression and emotional self-control in order to progress as a society, in order to even just to defend yourself on the most basic level. Mm. And you need the family unit for that. I always refer to masculinity as the warrior spirit of the nuclear family. And without that, if men have no if men have no sense of purpose in their lives, if they've been reduced to non-essential beings in society, then disaster ensues.
Yeah, it certainly does. Mark, where can folks find more information about you and where they can read you?
Easiest place to go is marktapson.com. That's okay. Where I collect my articles and some other stuff.
And you're also on Twitter?
Yeah, right.
At Mark Tapson?
Mark Tapson is the Twitter handle, strangely enough.
Yeah. I think you and I are the aggrieved non-blue check marks that just sit there and look at the cancer just scrolling and just shaking our head wondering what the heck are we doing on this thing. But I still go to it for news, but it is just awful. It's horrible.
I've had to pull back from it. I've had to pull back from it a little bit because it's just...
It's toxic.
Yes, that's the real toxicity, not toxic masculinity.
It certainly
toxic
is.
Toxic social media.
Yeah, especially after the past few days here. So anyway, greatly appreciate you taking the time, my friend. Best of luck with everything, with your family, and I hope to see you soon. Everybody follow Mark Tapson, folks. And we're going to be back here after the break here. Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
About you, but I could listen to Sean Connery say dung heap all night. Dave Sussman here, finishing up the second hour of Real Side Radio. And again, for folks that are just joining us, I am sitting in for Joe Messina. I'm the occasional guest host. You may have heard a lot of me this summer. Last month in July, I was at the Freedom Fest conference in Las Vegas for 4 days and working with America's Voice News, where I have a show daily called America's Voice Live from 10 to 12 Pacific time each morning. So check us out, by the way, americasvoicenews.com or americasvoice.live. And you can download our channel on Roku and Apple TV and the like, as well as Whiskey Politics. And find us on YouTube. And please hit subscribe at Whiskey Politics as well. We were talking in the last segment here with Mark Tapson about toxic masculinity and fatherless homes and the idea that a lot of these young men, most of them are in their early 20s, that are shooting up with these mass shootings and murdering people, you know, in the horrifying display of carnage that we've seen three of in the past week as well, has been obviously horrifying for us to watch. But what it has led to, and I talked about this in the first hour with Martha Bonetta, is this continual sea of lies. These lies that are coming from our media almost on a minute-by-minute basis. And it isn't just, oh, well, I'm going to turn off CNN and MSNBC because I know that these people lie. A lot of the news that CNN and MSNBC put on their air gets repeated in other forums. I was just driving in here tonight, and I was listening to a local news station. It was a traffic accident, and I wanted to get some information. And they played a CNN bit about Joe Biden today talking about Donald Trump being a racist and, stimulating, having his agenda against ethnicities, minorities, blacks, Latinos. This was from CNN. And I'm thinking to myself, hey, KNX Radio, you're using CNN as your news source? Don't you know what CNN is? So, you know, the fact is that, and I use the word lies, we're living in a sea of lies right now. Dennis Prager wrote an article, and he said that what the lies are based on, it's all predicated on what may be the most glaring lie of all. After the Charlottesville demonstrations, that President Trump said Nazis are fine people. You've heard it. It's repeated on a daily basis. Oh, yeah, in Charlottesville, he said that, you know, they're fine people on both sides. The Nazis are fine people. He said that. I heard him say that. And you'll have people that will swear to their grave that he did, in fact, say that. The president never said that there were fine Nazis. This left-wing assertion that the president of the United States said that there were fine Nazis will long endure as an example of something that has been true since Lenin, that truth is not a left-wing value. Prager goes on. He says, truth is a liberal value, and it is a conservative value, but it is not a left-wing value. A leftist says whatever is necessary to gain power. And that is what we're seeing this week, folks. This tsunami of negativity that has been hitting us. Every time you turn on the radio, you go online, you turn on your television set with this negativity that you're feeling it. I'm feeling it. I feel like I feel like a really heavy right now with this negativity that's just weighing on us. And it's in my gut. It's in my craw. Because every time I turn on the news, I'm being called a racist. You're being called a racist. For what? Because you support a president that is supposedly racist. We heard him say, Nazis are fine people. We heard him say, when he came down the escalator, that all immigrants are rapists and murderers. He didn't say that. He was referring to MS-13. You know that. I know that. And you know what? I think deep down that the folks that are promulgating this hate in the media know that. But they don't care. Why? Because it's about ratings, baby. It's about knowing that they can hit their base and the base is going to go out and buy Coca-Cola products when they see the commercials. So they're going to continue quadrupling down on these lies. And unfortunately, the lies promulgate to the point where it's Goebbels. You remember the Minister of Propaganda, Nazi Germany, 1939? Hitler's henchman? Goebbels said, if you repeat a lie enough, people will believe it. Well, that is exactly what CNN and MSNBC, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, and all of the other quote-unquote mainstream media are now doing today. And they are hurting us. They're destroying the fabric of this country. Our civil union is no longer civil. You can't talk to neighbors anymore about politics. Family. Don't talk to each other anymore. Friends are dropping each other on social media. You can't talk politics at a cocktail party or an event. It's all whispers now. Because you don't want to be tarnished with the scarlet letter R. You support Trump? He's a racist. Oh, my God. Driving home later that night, I can't go out with David again. He supports Trump. He's a racist. And they truly believe it from their heart. It's good intentions. Because this is what they know. The low information voter who works 60 hours a week to try and put their kids through an overinflated tuition at school. Thanks, government. Another issue. They come home. They barely have enough time to make dinner. They pass out on the couch watching The Bachelor. They move to their bed. They turn on the local news. And guess what the local news are doing? They're spouting what CNN have been saying all day. Racist comments by Donald Trump. People are offended. Oh, gosh. He's saying racist things? And you can't blame them. They're just working. They're just trying to get through life. And they're not all listening to this. They're not going online and watching the same videos that we watch on the right or go to the same echo chambers that we go to. So how do you fight this? How are we going to turn the tide back? Well, this is partly what I'm trying to do, but I'm just one voice. I don't know what the answer is, other than my hope, and I'm crossing my fingers here on radio, my hope is that there is still a silent majority that is sick and tired of it as much as we all are here in this studio, and you are in the audience. And they're looking at this, and they're looking at the craziness on the left, and they're seeing Kamala and Biden and Warren and Beto. And all of them, Buttigieg, calling you a racist, a bigot, a xenophobe if you support this president. Because they are. They're no longer hiding it. In fact, they're coming after you, as we talked about before, with Castro. Very appropriate name. Doxing. Those contributors in San Antonio, Texas, great city. I've been there. Love the Riverwalk. It's a great vacation for a weekend if you get to go. And there are people that are walking around that city tonight or locked inside their homes that have donated to President Trump, and they are now out there in the open for people to come and do exactly what they did last night to Mitch McConnell at his house. Threaten to murder them. What are we doing here, folks? Where is the discourse in this country going? How do we get out of this? We got 15 months left of this. And I asked Martha Panetta earlier, and I asked Mark Tapson earlier. I said, is there end game that we just get so sick and tired of it that we just want to turn it off and we don't vote? Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. I think that they want to just hit you over the head so much that you just relent. Like a beaten puppy. Yes, master. I'll do what you say, master. Yes. This is not healthy. And I used the word when I opened up the first hour. I used the word cancerous. I lost my father 10 years ago this last week to cancer. This is cancer. What the left and the media are doing is metastasizing across the country. It is spreading. Through our leftist institutions, academia, Hollywood, culture, corporations. And what is the end game? The end game is for them to shut you up. How dare you? How dare you deny the wisdom of your superiors, of your elites? How dare you? This is what it is. You're not smarter than them. You're not wealthier than them. You didn't go to the right schools like they did. They know better than you. Woo! All right. We're going to talk movies in the third hour. Let's. But you know there's going to be some politics involved. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We got Christian Toto coming up in the third and final hour at Real Side Radio.